They sent the very narrow question of standing back to Judge Gatterman and said, we want you to give us a legal ruling on whether or not they have standing in this matter to bring a case forward.
The battle over water rights from the R9 Ranch for Ellis and Russell counties continues. Hayes Post reporter Becky Kaiser speaks with City Manager Toby Doherty along with City Commissioner Mason Reuter about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Let's talk about last night's meeting to begin with. Issuing some general obligation bonds, which was kind of interesting. Interest rates are finally going up a little bit.
Yeah.
And what you can earn.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, just one of those routine things we've done with many developments we've done in the past to help fund the infrastructure to get those houses up there. And pretty simple. Not a real controversial topic. Just, you know, basics. We got to pay for the infrastructure, and that's the method they chose.
So again, on the housing that continues to grow in Hayes, we also talked about the renewal of the city's own insurance that they have for property and liability coverage. And not surprisingly, Mason, that did go up. I mean, I don't think anybody's, you know, getting a reduction in their amounts. But as I understand it, it was about 20%, but not because of claims that the city itself has had.
No, I believe that was due to, correct me if I'm wrong, the pool at large, just how things were. And a lot of the companies had dropped out of the municipal insurance game. Mm-hmm. So we were pretty happy with the information that insurance planning had brought us.
And Toby, remind us that this plan that the city's within involves other cities as well.
Right. It's the overall umbrella organization is called Kansas Municipal Insurance. I'm sorry. No, it's Missouri Public Risk. Cayman's our workers' comp. It's also a pool, but MPR, Missouri Public Risk. And it is an organization that provides services in Kansas and Missouri. And it's a shared risk pool. And so sometimes you do that with any insurance, though. You know, hurricanes in Florida could affect your rates here, you know, if Allstate gets hit hard enough for a company like that. So, yeah, some of our increase was just market-driven factors in insurance, you know, in inflation. Some was risk of the pool. And then we did have some increase in equipment and property values that when you increase your value of a property, your insurance credit goes up. So it was about to be expected.
We also had an award of a bid, Mason, for a turner for at the solid waste compost pile, which the city utilizes that material itself, but it's also something that's available to people who live in Hayes. They can come get their own free compost, which is a nice deal.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And it's, you know, the machines like that that kind of help it make sure it's just not a whole bunch of random stuff out there. And it's an interesting one, I think. They said Vice Mayor Jacobs is going to start running it now, right?
Volunteer,
absolutely.
And then, of course, compost pile down on the south side of Hayes, just south of 13th. And part of that, this comes with a water tank with it, which is one of the procedures that helps make the compost good. And as I understand it, it also helps keep the odor down.
Yeah, it's a very interesting process, and like there was only just the one bid because it's kind of a really specific need. It's an interesting process how the water and the materials that you actually get in there can act, the way they interact with each other can get corrosive. The water keeps slows down some of the chemical mm-hmm. process and then keeps the odor down because, you know, a lot of that wet grass material doesn't always smell the best, but
and a key word there, grass. Reminder, that's what goes in the compost pile. People
correct.
Forget at when at one time branches were allowed, but no more. So you have to take those out to the landfill. But it's just grass that goes into compost.
Yes, that is correct.
And again, yard waste,
yes.
Like garden waste.
Yeah,
yep.
Garden waste and grass, and then tree limbs and trees and stuff like that go out to landfill because we pay the Ellis County landfill yearly for citizens to take it up there for free.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's talk about what's been on everybody's mind this week, Toby. An update on the R9 Ranch project. And in fact, we did have the public comment hearing on Tuesday night with, I counted about 100 people were there to listen to what was going on. We heard comments. It was not a debate, so to speak. It was just comments from representatives of Edwards County and WaterPAC, and then also for the cities of Hays and Russell, and people, residents from both of those areas talking about what it means to their communities. And prior to that happening that evening, there was also an order that came down from the Kansas Supreme Court that this actually has been remanded to the district court on a very small matter. It sounds kind of complicated. So for those of us who don't speak legalese, tell us what's going on exactly.
Right. So there are two separate legal proceedings going on. I think I've mentioned this on the program before, but what we're doing is essentially two phases. Phase one is converting the water rights from irrigation to municipal use. And that's a process that the Division of Water Resources controls. And it is a separate state regulatory process. And it culminates with the issuance of a master order that governs all of the water rights. Once that master order becomes effective, that's what kicks off the second part of the process, which is the transfer process itself, which is what the public hearing was part of those transfer proceedings. And then we actually have a hearing in August or July, starts July 19th. Down in Wichita. When the master order was issued, the group that's opposing this filed a petition for judicial review. And so that was an opportunity for them to request that a judge review the master order, and it's a state process, so it's available legally. But the claim is not necessarily about the order. It's about the opponents didn't think the state followed the proper rules and procedures and processes to issue the order. That's what judicial review is for. So that went to Judge Gatterman in Edwards County. Judge Gatterman reviewed, issued a ruling in 2022 that stated, yes, the master order is valid. And so at that point, the master order became effective. We started the transfer process. The group appealed Judge Gatterman's ruling. We filed a counter motion that said, let's just take it straight to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court accepted it. So from our standpoint, the master order is valid. The master order is effective, and therefore we are following the transfer process. So the Supreme Court, as they are deliberating or preparing to hear oral arguments on the order, appeal, they had a question of whether or not the group that filed the initial judicial review had standing to do so. So what they did is they set the entire Supreme Court proceedings on hold, and they sent the very narrow question of standing back to Judge Gatterman and said, we want you to give us a legal ruling on whether or not they have standing in this matter to bring a case forward. And so once Judge Gatterman goes through his deliberative process, he'll probably hold a hearing with us and the state and the opponents and take some evidence. But eventually he will issue a ruling on the standing question, and then the Supreme Court will set oral arguments. So it is a very narrow-banded procedural matter. We think it's a good thing because we're trying to figure out what standing they have anyway. I mean, just because you like something doesn't mean you have legal standing. And so we've kind of questioned their legal standing all along. So, you know, we're hoping that maybe Judge Gatterman rules that no, they don't have standing. They haven't presented, you know, enough evidence to show they have standing. And if that's the case, then they would be dismissed from the case and the Supreme Court case would go away. And meanwhile, while all that's going on, we're focusing on the transfer hearing, which starts on July 19th, because that's what our focus needs to be right now.
Another focus, Mason, is proceeding as if things were on the go, which they basically are for Hays. The design process has been put out there, and we're looking at how we're going to get the water up here in what kind of pipeline.
Yes. So we had engaged our engineers, the Burns and McDonald's, who are working on identifying, you know, the best path for it. So they split it into two phases, the pipeline itself as one phase, and then the other phase is identifying, you know, where the wells are going to go, how many we're going to need, and then determining those ways of, you know, finding quality and storage, proper storage for the water before we need to pump it up here. So they're working on that right now, which is super exciting. That just means we're one step closer to finally getting the water up here that we've been working on for many, many, many years.
And we're talking about a distance of 65 miles. So this is, and that's one of the reasons why the Water Transfer Act has to be triggered. There are a couple of requisites there, and that's one of the reasons. But it will come up to the southern edge of Hayes to our Shinshin well field, correct?
Yes. So it'll pump in right into our well field down there by Shinshin, Smoky Hill well field, and then move up our normal pipeline up to Hayes.
And of course, Russell then is, as part owner of the ranch, is also going to utilize this as a long-term water supply. How does it get to Russell from Hayes?
I'll let you answer.
So the well field we have at Shinshin on the Smoky Hill River, the eastern extent of that is only a few miles from the western extent of Russell's well field at Pfeiffer. And so they will build an interconnect to connect the two well fields, and then we will essentially just shove water over to them through that infrastructure. And then they've got collection infrastructure they can use to take it up.
This is process has been going on a long time when you go back to when the ranch was actually purchased in 95, and the regulatory process started with the cities in 2014. Is that right, mm-hmm. Toby? So it's been going on. It was interesting to me that there were a couple of people who are former state city commissioners that talked in support of this project, Eber Phelps, and then also now State Representative Barb Wassinger, and they've been involved in this project for a long time. So it's, and again, Toby, you've talked to us about this before, that this is going point by point, but it is regulated by the state.
It is. It is a very lengthy process, but we are following state regulatory processes, which can be cumbersome anyway, especially if you have somebody that likes to or wants to use the process to slow the system down or to slow your progress down. But two, with regard to the Water Transfer Act, this is a regulatory process put in place by statute that hasn't been done before. And so, you know, we have been on heightened alert the entire time. We know we're doing something that's groundbreaking and that has a lot of people, you know, paying attention to. And because of that, it just takes a long time to go through it. Longer than I want, but it is what it is.
Well, we thank you very much for all the work that you have done and will continue to do as you prep for the hearing coming up in Wichita in July. Mason, thank you for all your hard work. I love your point about this. You were just a kid when this started.
Yeah, I was 4 years old when we purchased a ranch. My daughter's 4 years old now, so hopefully by the time she's my age, we'll actually have water. So
that would be wonderful.